You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Eddie Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Have you ever thought about serving internationally?
Yes, actually.
Yes, you have. Yes. You know, sometimes we think about serving internationally, we think that's primarily for pastors or teachers, educators.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. There are plenty of other opportunities. We're going to learn more about those opportunities to serve today and meet some new servants serving in the Dominican Republic. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us in studio, Stan and Dana Stigden, serving the Lord in the Dominican Republic with the LCMS Office of International Mission. Stan and Dana, welcome.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Also joining us in studio, Ariana Gomez. She's manager for missionary recruitment in the LCMS Office of International Mission. Ariana, welcome back.
Thank you.
Getting to become a regular here in the Coffee Hour.
Yeah.
We always love having you. You always bring great stories.
Punch cards here?
Oh, hey. That's a great idea for regular guests.
Guest punch cards.
I don't know what you get when you fill it out, though.
It's a fantastic idea.
Something to think about.
Hey.
So let's talk about where you are serving or where you're preparing to serve as well. Where has the Lord given you to serve and what does that look like?
So Dana and I are going to the Dominican Republic in the Caribbean or Caribbean. I don't know which one it is, but we're going to be serving there. And I'll be serving actually across the region in Latin America and the Caribbean.
I'll be serving in the Caribbean, in the Dominican Republic, mm-hmm. specifically.
And what will you be doing? What will both of you be doing when you're stationed there?
So I will be serving as a volunteer coordinator.
Okay,
so that means I get to see maybe many of you who are listening come down to the Dominican Republic and kind of be the interface for the people on the ground and the short-term teams that are coming in to serve.
Mm-hmm. And Stan?
So as we mentioned earlier, we're actually missionaries serving missionaries. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a pastor, Dana's not a deaconess, and my role in the Dominican Republic is going to be as a business manager, making sure that all the resources are there for the missionaries to be able to do, the deaconesses and the pastors and lay workers, to be able to do the things they need to do. They need a home, and they need transportation, and we need to move money around to get projects done, and that's going to be what I'll be doing.
And we'll talk a little bit more specifically about your roles in just a second, but mm-hmm. let's back up a little bit to how you learned about this opportunity, why you're even here today. So what was the story behind how you learned about this opportunity and why you wanted to pursue serving on the mission field?
It's all about Ariana.
That's so kind.
She's the one I think it might have been her who put out a little help wanted sign that I saw come across my desk. We are from Maryland, so we're in the Southeastern District, and a Southeastern District newsletter just had a little blurb at the bottom saying, we really need missionaries, and here's some of the jobs we have. And I saw that and said, wow, that's pretty interesting. Sounds like there's a job for Stan and there's a job for me. And
Dana always likes finding jobs for me.
That is true.
She's always on the lookout for a new job
and
a different
marriage.
New and different.
So I sent him an email and said, hey, this looks kind of cool. What do you think? Thinking that he would say, you know, forget you've lost your mind. But he said, hey, that does sound, I think you should send an email. So I sent an email to Ariana and said, look, here's kind of our backgrounds. Here's where I think this might fit.
And that was a very exciting day for me.
So before conversations with Ariana, what were you all doing before? What occupied your time before considering serving internationally?
Well, that's another interesting story. I had started out as a secondary education major from Concordia University in Chicago and taught high school, great university, still today.
Yeah.
So go Cougars.
Yes.
But started in Southeast Washington, D.C., teaching at a Lutheran high school. Unfortunately, it closed, but then I went into corporate industry for over 30 years. God had me in corporate industry, and about 8 years ago, it was on my heart to do something different. And God really keyed on the word different, which was become a elementary school principal.
Oh.
And so I spent the last 5 years serving as an elementary school principal in Maryland. And then we had always thought it'd be about 5 years I'd be in that position. And I thought, well, maybe I'll go teach at one of the Concordias, or maybe I'll go to another school or high school or principal role, but this opportunity came across email.
There we go. Yeah. And as I read that, I was just probably about a month away from retiring as a homeschool mom after 26 years of homeschooling. So I was ready for a new adventure.
What did your, so with your career in education as a Lutheran educator and also in the corporate world, how did that experience in the corporate world prepare you then when you went back into education, and how do you anticipate it serving you in your service in the Dominican Republic?
Yeah, so, you know, amazingly, this humble, you know, Lutheran secondary education teacher, you know, in math and computer science, enters the corporate world and ends up serving with a large, basically, defense company for 30 years. And half of that 30 years was doing business development and business operations in the international community. So I've done business in Asia, I've done business in Europe, in Latin America, in the Middle East, and that was helping to grow and develop businesses for our company around the world. And so that skill that was developed in those years of building businesses and running businesses in the international environment was really what kind of turned us on to this opportunity was, wow. And then the 5 years that I've spent serving as a principal allowed me to transition from the corporate world into the world of ministry and understand how the world of ministry works. It's a business, but it's got to be run a little differently than a major corporation. And so that training that God provided for me in the elementary school was another invaluable time to be able to calibrate my skills to the ministry, the business of ministry.
Mm-hmm. I love these missionary stories. Every time there's like, oh, there's all these random things I did in my background. And look, this is exactly how God was preparing me to serve in this next position. It's just every time. It's just amazing. It's really cool. What about you? Homeschool mom turned volunteer coordinator. I'm sure some of those skills are going to translate.
I am sure. I feel like volunteer coordinators involves a lot of logistics. Mm. Okay. And homeschooling involves six children for lots of years, involves a lot of logistics for sure.
Yeah.
The past few years, I too transitioned into a ministry job by working as the church secretary. Uh-huh. Okay, kind of something that I fell into. So
yeah, the door opened one day. We had a staff member who was serving in that position and decided to take another position. And that left us in a gap right in the middle of Lent.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
So exactly. Dana stepped up and was much appreciated by the pastor.
Yeah, and I think a lot of just being able to think on your head, think, you know, work differently and come up with lots of different ideas, mm-hmm. I think is probably going to be very necessary on the field with working with volunteers.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So you guys have gone through orientation for serving on the field, other preparation. What did that look like for you? What has orientation, missionary orientation, and those preparations looked like for you as you prepare for the field?
So I guess I'd like to start out with just saying that it's number one, professional, well done. It's thorough, mm-hmm. it's well paced, and there's this whole beginning process that helps you think through, you know, is this really what God wants me to do, and do mm-hmm. I have the skills? So there's a lot of time for reflection and questioning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think well paced is a good thing because you know when. For me, when I do something new, I'm just ready to jump in and go. I'm not good at pacing myself. Mm. And I think the orientation has done a really good job of feeding you a little at a time and not only letting you think about things, but making you think about things. So once we went through pretty extensive conversations before we got to the point that we were going to do this, the specific missionary orientation training is 9 weeks long, you know, involving some time, some online time, some together time, some things to do on your own. And again, a great pace.
A great place, and I think really good communication, meaning all of our conversations, I think, with Ariana and others always ended, do you have any questions? And, you know, feel free to just ask a question, and we would ask a question, and we would get prompt responses and so forth. And so that was very reassuring that, you know, no matter what level of question we had, you know, they were ready and willing to answer them.
Yeah, I also think, though, they did a good job of bringing up questions. You know, when you're starting something new, you don't always know the questions to ask. So I do feel like they brought up quite a few questions that I hadn't thought of asking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Today we're talking with Stan and Dana Stigdon. They're serving the Lord in the Dominican Republic, and Ariana Gomez, manager for missionary recruitment in the LCMS Office of International Mission. We're going to learn more about what they're preparing to do once they get into the Dominican Republic and learn more about other opportunities where you could serve like them as well, serving internationally. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today we're talking with Stan and Dana Stigdon, who are serving the Lord in the Dominican Republic with the LCMS Office of International Mission, and Ariana Gomez, she's the manager for missionary recruitment with the LCMS Office of International Mission. Now, Stan and Dana are preparing to go into the Dominican Republic, getting ready for their work in the field. They're spending a little time here in the States to get ready for that, including their missionary orientation and all the training and preparation for that. Once you make it to the Dominican Republic, what are some of the things that you'll be responsible for once you're there? What have you learned from other missionaries in the field and through your orientation? What are the things you're going to be responsible for once you're on the ground?
Wow. Once we're on the ground, it seems like my job is not really going to be a consistent job as far as the types of things that I'm doing on a daily basis. So I'm actually kind of interested to see how that's all going to work out. But I will have the responsibility of welcoming short-term teams into the Dominican Republic. Okay, so if you want to come on a short-term trip to the DR, where are you going to stay? Where are you going to eat? What jobs are you going to do? What does that look like? What's your transportation? Who's going to pick you up from the airport? How are you going to get from one place to the next? Mm-hmm. So those are the kinds of things that I'm going to coordinate. So on a day-to-day basis, figuring that out, it's going to be interesting.
And you're going to be working with those groups prior to them arriving so that you're going through all of that before they get there.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of stuff, a lot of adventure. That's what it sounds like to me. Adventure every day. I love it. What about you, Stan? What are you going to be doing and helping with on the mission field?
Yeah, so that's one of the things that I'm doing here in St. Louis right now is, so I went through the missionary training and now I'm going through job-specific training for the next couple of months here, learning with the team that's here at what I'm going to be doing there. And again, there's a direct support to the missionaries because all the missionaries we provide housing and transportation and healthcare and payroll, and things happen a little differently overseas than they do here. You know, sometimes you might have a doctor's appointment or something that we might have to prepay your visit to the doctor and things like that. And so that's a responsibility of the business management office to help with that. We have little things like we had a report this week that one of the water wasn't working in one of our homes. And so we work with the owner of that property to make sure that the water is working, things like that. In the Dominican Republic and across Latin America, we have these things called foros or forums. So we organize our focus of our ministry into projects, and there's different projects. And I like to think of those as business plans. So they set up a business plan. There's a pastor that leads that, and together with a in-country team, they put together a plan for a church plant or an act of mercy that we want to perform in the region. And they put a schedule together, and they put a goal of what they want to do. But then we have to fund that. And then we have to, there may be contracts associated with that and travel associated with that. And so I'll be involved at working with those project teams at making sure that we've resourced those so that those can happen. There's an annual budget that has to be prepared.
Of course.
and approved. And so working together with the team on what the mission needs, the mission goals are, and then applying that to, or putting that into a budget and getting that approved so that we can move forward. And we know where we need to go out and ask donors to help us with, to working with Mission Advancement here, who's responsible for helping us find funding for our projects, and working closely with them so they understand what projects we're looking at and how much funding that is, and so that they can communicate with donors in the clearest way of what the mission needs are to spread the gospel.
Sounds like a perfect responsibility list for someone who loves business and working in an international field. All of these great things that you're able to do. What are some of the projects happening right now? Do you know some of the things you're going to be, some of the projects you're going to be working on?
Yeah, I wish I knew them a little better than I know, but I know there's 42 church plants going on across the Dominican Republic. There are existing churches that, across Latin America, but there are 42 active church plants across 9 different countries. And so some of those church plants have a building and have a pastor, an initial pastor. So typically we'll supply the initial pastor and help the congregation members get up to the ability to being able to fund their own pastor. So we're doing that. I know that there are some projects that unfortunately our sister or daughter church in Brazil, there's some just massive flooding that has gone down there. And 60% of the members of that Lutheran church live in that flooded area.
Oh, wow.
And so I know that we have some mercy activities and a project that's going to come up to help support them. And so, you know, it's really dynamic. We, you know, like typically you put a plan together and then as soon as you start off the plan, it needs to change. And that's one of the ones where we might be redirecting resources to be able to more strongly support our fellow Christians and Lutherans in the Brazilian church.
Yeah.
Now, Ariana, the Stigdens have shared that they learned about an opportunity to serve, and by the Lord's grace, by the work of the Holy Spirit, stepped up to fill that opportunity to serve. I understand there are more opportunities now, and I'm sure there will be more in the future as well to serve. Tell us more about what we're looking for and what opportunities lie ahead as well to serve like the Stigdens in the field.
There sure are opportunities. And if you've been listening to Stan and Dana talk about what they're going to be doing and thinking to yourself, that sounds really cool, I've got good news for you, because we have more positions just like that available. We're looking for more business people. We have a position available in our Asia region for an associate regional business manager. So working closely with the regional business manager, like Stan's position. And we also have several opportunities for more volunteer coordinators to serve. Latin America is kind of a hot spot for short-term service for us. So there's a few different opportunities there, looking for volunteer coordinator in the countries of Panama and Belize. And then there's also one that would also be based in the DR that would be an assistant kind of helping our regional volunteer coordinators, so traveling all over the region. So we have more opportunities for business people, volunteer coordinators. We're also looking for communication specialists to serve in each of our 4 regions. Those would be people who help us to document and the work of our missionaries going on around the world, and then help tell that story, share that story with the broader LCMS. So communication specialists. We also have opportunities. I'm the lay missionary recruiter, so I'm always thinking about the lay positions that we have, but also looking for pastors to help with church planting and theological education, opportunities for deaconesses and other church workers as well. So there are lots of different ways to serve on the field.
Sounds like a variety of different skills and gifts for people, for basically anyone who's listening. There may be a position available.
Absolutely, yes.
What kinds of skills or gifts would be important for someone serving in one of the business manager, volunteer coordinator, communication specialist? What kinds of things would be important?
So in the business role, that's pretty straightforward. It's helpful to have business experience, and Stan was overflowing with that. Maybe a business degree or some sort of business experience. Communication is also a little more clear cut. All of this in comparison to volunteer coordinators is kind of our special one. But communication, if you've got experience or studied journalism or communications or public relations or kind of anything along those lines, someone, if you're a natural storyteller who likes to document things and then share that information with others, that would be a great fit for that position. Volunteer coordinators, I always joke, they're hard to fit in a box. They're not like, if you're going to be a business missionary, you get a business degree. But volunteer coordinators, I think it's more of a personality thing than kind of a training. There are definitely things that help if you've had experience coordinating volunteers or homeschool children or things like that. But someone who is good with details, is able to plan logistics and be on top of those things, but also someone who can be flexible and kind of go with the flow, because especially when you're overseas, you can make plans, but everything doesn't always go exactly as you plan it. And I would say also someone who enjoys people and likes interacting with people, because you're going to be talking to lots of local partners on the ground to get plans set up, but also all the Americans coming to serve with you as well.
I think we should check back with Dana in a few years and find out which is more challenging to manage, homeschool children or international traveling volunteers.
Yes.
What do you think?
Okay,
what's your forecast?
Well, I don't know, but you know, we had this family motto of friendly, fluid, and flexible. You know, when we would start out, typically a family trip, we just let everybody know we'd be in close quarters and so forth, and experiencing new things. So friendly, fluid, and flexible was always the motto.
That sounds amazing.
Sounds applicable to short-term teams.
What does the application process look like, Arianna?
Yeah, so I would say it is a bit of a process at a comfortable pace. If you're kind of moving steadily through it, I'd say it's about 2 to 3 months. The Stigdens, I think, might have been a little longer, but we had some discernment conversations before. So, but that's usually how it starts, is we have conversation with you. We kind of get to know you. You get to know us. Is this a fit? Is this something that we're ready to move forward with? And once the answer is yes, then you start with our what we call missionary service inquiry form. It's just standard application form, along with our 12 questions for missionary candidates, which are 12 open-ended questions to get you thinking through certain discernment points that we want to make sure you're considering regarding international service. Once you submit those, the next step is a theological questionnaire, which is a combination of some multiple choice, some short answer questions about standard Lutheran theology. It's open resource. I always tell people, use your Bible, ask your pastor, small catechism.
But large catechism.
Large catechism.
Book of Concord.
Yeah, if you need to know how to. But after the questionnaire, it's followed by a theological conversation with one of our pastors on staff, which is just an opportunity to talk with him. And part of that conversation, if you have any questions or there's anything that he could help provide further clarity on the questionnaire specifically, that's a good opportunity for that. After that is our biggest, most significant step of the process. It's an aptitude assessment, which we do through an outside third party. There's 3 different parts to it. They do an online part, a pen and paper part, and a phone or a Zoom interview. And the Stigdens will tell you it is definitely the biggest part of our process. But they're looking for 3 main things. They're looking for how would you fit in this specific role, how would you fit in the culture of this organization, and how would you fit for an overseas assignment. And then after that, We also will run a background check, we'll check your references, and we do actually ask you to get a physical with a doctor just to say, yes, they are fit, physically fit for international service. And then once we have all of that, we kind of compile your application portfolio and we present that to different levels of leadership and then ultimately the Board for International Mission, which would then be the entity to extend a call or an appointment for someone to serve.
So there's a lot of steps, but it's all in order. And you guys know what you're doing in OIM, Office of International Mission, and you guys walk alongside everybody through the process. So it sounds like a lot, but it's really okay.
Yes, we walk you through step by step.
So what's the first step if someone wants to get started with this process?
You can go visit servenow.lcms.org, and that has all of our current service opportunities, both short-term and long-term. There are two specific slots for geo missionary opportunities, which is our 2-year term missionaries, as well as career missionaries. So you can click on either one of those, explore, and there's contact information at the bottom, or you can visit our LCMS careers page on the LCMS website.
servenow.lcms.org. Great place to start to learn more about opportunities to serve internationally. Our guests today, Stan and Dana Stigden, serving the Lord in the Dominican Republic. Thank you so much for being our guest today.
Our pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
And Ariana Gomez, Manager for Missionary Recruitment in the LCMS Office of International Mission. Ariana, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.